So how can you stay up till 7 in the morning?
I don't normally stay up till 7 in the morning. Actually, I haven't really stayed up until 7 in the morning since I was in like college. You know, I've woken up to be up at 7 in the morning. Like when you and I did morning radio, you know, I would wake up at 3 and I would see 7. But I don't remember the last time I stayed up overnight.
Why did you stay up overnight last night?
Oh, I'm embarrassed to tell you why. So we ended up, both our days ran really late. And Friday night, as you know, is pizza night. That's a big deal at our house. Like, if anyone ever says, like, oh, we're having a party, it's Friday night. We're like, nope, sorry, can't, pizza night. Like, that is our one thing, pizza night.
And you make the pizza at home.
Right. That's the night that I do everything from scratch. So the beginning of the week, I make dough for him, like regular, you know, pizza dough. And then I make gluten-free dough for me. I make sauce from scratch. I make a pesto for me and I make a pizza sauce for him. And we wait all week for Friday for pizza night. And then we have like a pizza stone. We do the whole thing. We're really into it, like fresh ingredients. It's delicious. It's like our favorite thing. So it was pizza night last night, but he didn't get back from work until really late. And then you and I were recording the show. And if you remember, you and I had some technical problems and just one thing led to another. Usually pizza night is at like, I don't know, 8:30, 9 o'clock. We didn't eat dinner until like 11:30. So that already set the tone for the night that like dinner is late. And then our thing on Friday is we have some shows that we always watch together. Like most, we don't watch a lot of TV together because we're both too busy. But for the most part, like we always watch Mrs. Maisel. And Mrs. Maisel is back and they're releasing 2 episodes a week. So of course we had to watch 2 episodes. So now that takes us to about 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, so now we're 2 o'clock in the morning. And I had had, because I stayed up so late to make pizza, I had a cup of coffee at like 10. So I am wide awake. My boyfriend still had work to do. So he was like at his computer. I don't know. It was just like I put the TV on. I started watching a show and he was working. And next thing I know, I was like, is that the sun coming up? And we look at the clock and it was like it was 6:20. I was like, oh, my God, like the sun is coming up. Like, when's the last time you stayed up, didn't do drugs, didn't get wasted, didn't like there was nothing. It was I'd love to say to you like, oh, we have friends that have a rock band and they showed up in the middle of the night with a ton of cocaine and we partied all night. But no, we literally like had coffee too late and then just got busy watching too much television and too much screen time that we just didn't even realize. This is why we don't have kids, because if we had kids, like 6 o'clock in the morning, the kid comes in, they want breakfast. Haven't gone to bed yet.
No, late dinner, not breakfast. So it was just the TV that kept you up till 7 a.m.
I hate to say it, but so for him, it was work. He was on his computer doing stuff. You know how that is. Like you start doing one thing, you click over to something else, you check Facebook, you check Twitter, and you go back to what you were doing. It's just one, you know, one thing and then another. So he was just sitting next to me and I had TV on and I just got really engaged with what I was watching. And I don't know, it was so weird. It was like, I just wasn't tired. And then the sun came up and then we're like, well, we might as well have breakfast now. So we had breakfast at 6:20, which, you know, it took us a while to like cook and eat and all that. So I didn't go to bed until about 7:40.
So right after breakfast, it's time to go to bed. So
time
then
to go to bed.
So then when did you wake up?
Like an hour ago.
Like an hour ago. Okay. So yeah. You slept. You had a whole day today planned. You were going to go for coffee with friends. You had all these things planned.
I had canceled all of it.
That's gone.
Yeah, I canceled all of it. And I slept until like, I don't know, 3-4 o'clock. I just had breakfast. Again, I had a second breakfast. I had toast at 5 o'clock. Yeah.
7 a.m. watching it. I could never, unless the only time I've stayed up that late is when I was flying all the way back to New York all night long. And my plane didn't land until like 5 a.m. That was the only time I stayed up all night. I can't remember the last time I stayed up all night.
Yeah, but the sad thing about this is I'm had a cup of coffee too late years old.
So why did you do it?
Because I wanted to be awake for pizza night, because pizza night was running late. So I had coffee at 10 so I can make the pizza and so we can eat at like 11, 11:30, whatever it was. I wanted to be wide awake for pizza night. And then it turns out I just, yeah, it was crazy. I just never got tired. I was like, woohoo. And I like, I really wish, it's almost like, you know, when you injure yourself, someone's like, what happened? You want to be like, yeah, I was skiing the K2. Like you want something big.
Right.
And instead of like, I stepped off a curb. Well, this is the sleep version of I stepped off a curb. Like I just got involved watching British programming, British television. I watched tons of British shows, like you name it, whatever's on BritBox right now. And then I found a season of The Baking Show I hadn't seen yet.
So I have to stay up and watch that. Like a year ago, you stayed up all night long because you went to the Saturday Night Live after party. So
right,
I can understand
exactly that. Yeah, like I used to have cool reasons. Like, why'd you stay up all night? Oh, we got invited to the SNL after party at the Cutting Room and like Madonna was there. What? Like, and there's a reason why you do a party like that and then leave and the sun's coming up and you're like, yes, this is a reason to stay awake. The fact that I spent the night watching Father Brown is definitely not a good enough reason.
And you didn't even watch Upload, which has been 2 years since it's been on, and it's such a great show.
No, because that's one of the shows I promised I'd watch with my boyfriend.
But you were up with him all night long. He was right next to you.
No, he was working. He was working, and I was watching TV. No, he wasn't. He was actually working. He had work to do.
Okay.
And I had I had my AirPods in, so I was watching TV, and only I can hear it.
What a couple.
I know.
We're sharing time together. No, you're not. You have AirPods in, and he's on his computer.
He's on his laptop. We're at least sitting next to each other. That's a modern relationship right there. We had a long day. And, you know, I'd love to say like, oh, we had sex all night long. That was like 25 minutes.
Then we ate.
Then we ate, and then we stayed up till 7 just doing separate things.
And then we ate again.
Yeah.